Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. We're talking about more kind of exceptions to the rule. It has to be a full-fledged sale, meaning that they sell it all, or as opposed to retaining some, or it has to be a full-fledged kosher shechita. So if it's machro chutz me'echad me'meyeh shemo, if I sell you the cow that I stole, except for 1/100 of it, 1% I keep for myself, that's not a full mechira. That extra vav at the end tells us it'll be a full mechira, and therefore I won't be chayav. Osha hai salo bo shutvis. If I'm selling this into partnership, you will share the cow, you know, or I had the cow and now we're sharing it, I'm selling your half of the cow. Either way, it's not a full sale, I won't be chayav. Hashochet v'niznabel b'yado. If this is your case before, I tried to shechta, but I actually made it into a nevela because I didn't check my knife properly and I shechted it with a pogum knife. Since the animal become treif, so then a nevela, I should say, it becomes a nevela, so then I'm not on the hook to pay the 4 or 5 because I didn't do a proper shechita. Similarly goes hanocher. If I, instead of shechita at all, I just basically like ripped the animal through its, you know, what's it called? It's posterior, like from its nose down to its heart, like just ripped it open, ripped up on the animal. So it dies because I slid it down its middle, whatever. That's not a kosher shechita, obviously. I'll be pater from the 4 or 5 payment, or hama'akir. I don't know why the Mishnah has to give all these different cases, but it does. Ma'akir is, okir means like rip out. You know, like to be okir, harim, uproot a mountain. So, ma'akir means the two simanim, the two things that indicate a kosher shechita, which are the kana and the veshet, the windpipe and the esophagus. So, what's the technical term for windpipe? Is that called larynx? I don't know, whatever it is.
The larynx is more
the voice box voice thing box. Here. What's it called? It's called, I forgot what it's called, if there's a technical term. But anyways.
Trachea,
that's what it is. Yeah, exactly what it is. Right, trachea. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted. So the windpipe, i.e. trachea, and the esophagus, which is the food pipe. Those are the two samanim that have to be shechted with a knife, at least majority through them, both of them. So instead of doing that, instead of shechting it and cutting it with a knife, this crazy thief just stuck his fingers right into the cow's throat, whatever, through its neck, ripped its, and then took its trachea and esophagus, ripped it right out. So that's pretty horrible. That's called ma'akir, but not kosher shechita. And therefore, Mishalom Tashlumi Kefli pays double, Veinu Mishalom Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha, he doesn't pay the 4 or 5 payments. Right. I don't know why the Mishnah needs to speak this all out. Sorry. Like, why? Okay. Ganav Birshus Abaylim. Now, we're moving on to another side part here, which is this theft has to be a proper theft. The same way to acquire something for you, like if you sell it to me, you need to have a proper kinyan. The thief is the maisa ganeva, the actual moment where a person becomes the thief is when he does an act that would be a maisa kinyan if he was acquiring it in a normal way. Which means, when it comes to animals, hagba, lifting the animal up, which always works. So I take the little sheep and lift it up off the ground, now it's my sheep and I've acquired it like that. Or mashicha. Mashicha means leading it along by its leash or whatever. Now, mashicha does not work as an effective kinyan in the rishus of the balam. In other words, if it's your sheep and you want to give it to me, if I now lead the sheep, I take the wool and pull it along or something in your backyard, that's not a kinyan. It has to be in the public place or in, you know, the street corner or something like that. But if it's in your backyard, it's not an effective thing. So then if the thief only is doing mashicha and doesn't ever get it out of the victim's backyard, he never actually became a thief. That's the technical point here. So it says inside, ganav b'rishus habaylim. If I, the thief, go and do mashicha out of your, you know, your yard, of your sheep, but I finally get it out of your rishus, and then when I'm out of your rishus, I'm toveach, I slaughter it, or I mocher it, I shecht it, I sell it, I should say. So then that's fine, I'll be on the hook for 4 and 5, because I was a ganav when I left your property, and then I shechted it. Or if shaganav chutz mirshusam, if I found your sheep lying around, you know, eating in the fields, and I take it, I lead it along, so since I'm in a public place, I'm now moshechet, and I'm konet, and I'm the thief, even if I bring it back to your own yard, v'tavach u'machar b'rshusam, and I go have the chutzpah to shecht or sell your animal in your own backyard, still, I'm on the hook for 4 or 5 him, because I stole it, because I did mashicha in a public place, and then I sold it wherever I sold it. And of course, oshagana v'tavach u'machar chutz b'rshusam, if I did the whole thing, this theft and the sale, or the shechita in a public place, so then, of course, outside of the private owner's, the victim's backyard, then Mishalom Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, I pay all the payments, because I did a valid act of theft first. However, here's the trick. Ava ganav atavach u'machar b'rishusam. if I went to your backyard, I led the animal but not lifted it up. So, and I never left your backyard. I never became a technical thief because I never left your, I never took it out of your backyard. I never picked it up. So if then I have the gall to shecht it in your own backyard and put up a sign and sell it, or put up a sign and sell it, any of the above, since it's in your backyard, I will not pay the 4 or 5 payments. I'm not a thief. All I will pay, if I sneak into your backyard, shecht your animal without lifting it up and eat it, all I'll pay is nezek. I'm not a thief. I'll pay the nezek. Like anything I damage of yours. A regular one-time payment. Right? Kafel, double payments if I steal it, but I didn't steal it. That's that. Okay.